Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, legendary columnist Jane Ann Morrison from the Las Vegas Review-Journal will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Angie Taylor, and Robin Reedy. Talk coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Steffen, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program legendary columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Jane Ann Morrison. Pleasure to have you back on the program. I want to start out with the fact that yesterday, the ethics watchdog Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington gave Shelley Berkley a dishonorable mention in its annual Most Corrupt Members of Congress list. Do you think that's appropriate?
Is it appropriate? Well, it's interesting because the crew has said before they thought what she did was okay. So I was really surprised that they put her on that list. They had been her defenders, and yet now they did a complete about face and said that she shouldn't have done that. Earlier on, they had said what she did with her husband and getting, not disclosing very much was appropriate. So I'm a little confused by what crew is saying here.
What do you think about the fact that she's been accepting donations, thousands of dollars from the Reno Physicians Main Political Action Committee? Doesn't that just throw fuel on the fire?
Well, I think in a race like this, it does. It raises questions. However, in a race like this, everybody's accepting money from everybody. Any judge that runs or takes money from lawyers, I think that's inappropriate, but that's what they do. So in the money game, everybody chases everything. They don't turn any money down unless it's from somebody that's convicted. And I think that's just the reality. Does it bring up issues again? Yes, it does. But I don't think the public gets too concerned about it, frankly.
On a personal basis, it doesn't seem like the Berkley campaign is really making a connection with the Northern Nevada media. How is it working in terms of Dean Heller playing to the Southern Nevada media? I don't read a whole lot about him down there either.
He's not getting a lot of coverage down here. I thought it was very odd that when he decided not to go to the Republican convention, that he went to the rurals. Well, he's pretty much got the rurals sewed up. I thought he should have spent his time down here in Las Vegas, where he might have gotten a little attention. But, you know, that's his campaign's call. But I found it odd because he was in a place where he wasn't getting coverage, whereas he could have come to Las Vegas and gotten a little coverage. We do get a little, you know, once in a while we get little things saying he's going to be here and he's going to be there. But I don't seem to see it on the television or in the print. It just doesn't seem to get much attention. You know, the last major attention he got down here was the opening of the VA hospital, which was a big deal. Everybody was here for that. And Shelley Berkley, God love her, took a lot of credit for it. Harry Reid took a lot of credit for it. Dean Heller said, well, you know, we shouldn't be arguing over who's getting credit for it. We should just be glad it's here. He wasn't in the House at the time, so he couldn't have voted for it when it was up. And when this is a long-term project, and he wasn't in Washington at that time. So it was funny because Shelley did take a lot of credit for it, and some of it was deserved. Some of it, she spoke for like 20 minutes. Everybody else spoke for 5 minutes, and she spoke for about 20. So it was kind of it became a little bit ridiculous.
Let's take a little sidebar here because, you know, one of the things that's interesting about the VA hospital in Southern Nevada and is going to be endemic of a problem in this country as Obamacare takes over in 2 years is the inability to staff the hospital properly.
Right. There was a story recently talking about they don't have enough doctors in Nevada, and so they're having to reach out of state to bring in doctors. That's obviously going to be a problem. Part of that is the fact that we have a medical school, but it's not a big medical school, so we're not cranking out a lot of local doctors. There's some specialties that are being ignored. I think general practice is one specialty we need more of. People can't get in to see doctors, and that's one of and they can't get in now before Obamacare. They're having problems. They're waiting months and months to get appointments with specialties, and it's a scary situation for somebody who is seriously ill. If you just, you know, want to get in and see your GP once in a while, it's not a big deal. But for somebody with serious illness, there's a reason the standard joke is, where are you going to go? If you're sick and you go to McCarran Airport.
So. Okay. Thank you for bringing back that old chestnut. Let's talk about this Reid-Heller conflict over web poker. You know, I get the funny feeling that some of the casino bosses are just totally furious that this hasn't gotten done yet, and then others like Sheldon Adelson may be very pleased that it hasn't gotten done yet. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, and I think Senator Reid is using this as a political wedge issue, kind of he's trying to point out that Senator Heller, and they're not on a friendly basis, let's face it. Senator Reid is trying to help Shelley Berkley any way he can, and by making a lot of noise indicating that Senator Heller is ineffective, he is reminding, you know, those casino owners, except for Sheldon Adelson, they do want this. They do want the online poker. They're ready to go. So it might sway some of them who might tend to support Senator Heller. It might sway them that, well, you know, he really didn't do what he was supposed to do, which was gather 15 Republican votes. And so I think Senator Reid sees this as a good divisive issue that might help Shelley raise a little money, and I think it's probably a very good strategy. And of course, Senator Heller is saying, well, my understanding is that we were going to start this in the House. Apparently, he was the only one that understood that, so that's kind of a joke, too.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Jane Ann Morrison when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates opportunities. Since 1860, mining has evolved into a cleaner, safer industry. Mining is millions of dollars in environmental protection and wildlife conservation. Reclaiming the land for recreation, like fishing, camping, and hiking. Mining is research and education at the University of Nevada, where careers are born. Visit our website and learn more.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. If you want to read a great column several times a week, Jane Ann Morrison, the Las Vegas Review Journal, is with us, and she writes wonderfully. Let's talk a little bit more about Senator Reid, Jane Ann, because he's been going after Mitt Romney on revealing his tax situation. But this is kind of a repeat of what he did when he went after Paul Laxalt back in the 70s. Dennis Myers wrote an extensive piece in the Reno News and Review on this. Your memories of then and now?
Well, it's interesting because Dennis is absolutely right. This hit Senator Reid very badly back in the 70s when he asked Paul Laxalt that his entire family needed to disclose their tax returns, and it turns out that one of the person's tax returns they were demanding was a nun who was Senator Laxalt's sister. So I have written a column hitting Senator Reid very hard on this, and I think he is using the media to get a message out, and he's saying it again and again and again. If somebody on the street came to me and said, I heard that Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes for 10 years, we wouldn't print that. But because the senator is the majority leader, it almost forces people's reporters' hands to print it and to cover it. And I don't know if you recall, but he said this on the he first said it on the floor of the Senate. Nobody picked it up. It only was picked up when he said it in an interview. So he's been sending this message out. You know, to me, he has no proof. I'm not saying that I think that everything in those tax returns is that there's not something that they're concerned with. Otherwise, they would really. It. But I am saying that Senator Reid's method of getting of hitting Mitt Romney on this is inappropriate, and I think the media has just really fallen into his arms to print it, and it's not what we should be doing. So I hit him pretty hard in my column on that.
Let's talk about the chief judge in Nevada, Robert Clive Jones, who was the one that wanted to throw none of the candidates, none of the above, off the ballot. You were not pleased with him at all.
Yeah, I'm not pleased with them, and neither is the appellate court, at least one judge on the appellate court. People think that the fight over none of the above, having none of the above option as a protest option in Nevada, and Nevada's the only state that has it, they think it's just a little quirky thing. In this case, the Republican National Committee wanted it taken off because they thought it would give them a political advantage in the presidential race. And they were looking back to the race between Harry Reid and John Ensign that Senator Reid won by 428 votes and 8,000 people voted none of the above. They thought if that option wasn't there, people might hold their nose and say, well, I'll vote for the lesser of two evils. So the RNC filed a lawsuit June 8th, and it just lingered there. And it was, you know, it's a judge's job when there are deadlines to move a case along. And Judge Jones did not do that. And I looked at the timing on that, and I thought, this smells. This doesn't look right at all. You know that September 7th is when the ballots have to be printed. And these are the ballots that go to our guys and gals overseas. So these are important, and they need to get it out, and they shouldn't be disenfranchised. And if they want to vote for none of the above, they should be able to. However, the judge had taken none of the above off the ballot. And then the Ninth Circuit, I wrote a column saying that this cut smelled. And apparently the Ninth Circuit thought the same thing, because Judge Stephen Reinhold basically said, get this case up to us. We need to handle it. He put a stay on it. And quite frankly, it looked suspiciously like the Judge Jones was trying to play politics. And federal judges shouldn't be doing that. So I do have a problem with that. And I said so in my column.
And you always do. That column, if people want to go back and look at it online, reviewjournal.com was September 6th. Jane Ann, we always love having you on the program. You have wonderful opinions, and we love them to be expressed here. We want to say a big shout out and thank you to our crew in Las Vegas for always making these interviews possible. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Mitt Romney. He won't reveal what's in his taxes, and he won't tell you what he'd do to yours. To pay for huge new tax breaks for millionaires like him, Romney would have to raise taxes on the middle class. $2,000 for a family with children, says a nonpartisan report. You could lose the deduction for your home mortgage, college tuition, health care. How much would you pay? Romney just won't say.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries has its trade-in sale. It's more like a trade-up sale. Now you can trade in your old sofa or chair to save money on beautiful new Lazy Boy furniture. Your trade-in saves you 50 off our legendary recliners and chairs, or 100 on that perfect sofa, and 200 toward a family-friendly Lazy Boy sectional. There's even special financing. The cost of trading up just came down. The trade-in sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Don't miss the power to win more on the Eldorado's all-new Power Pennies. More power to win. Earn bonus spins for free play, and bonuses follow you. Power Ponies, hourly races, and a chance to win free play daily. More power to win. Win free play daily with random birthday bonus. Fantastic Friday slot tournaments. Win up to $1,000. Play Power Pennies at the Eldorado.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Angie Taylor is a consultant with Guardian Quest. And Robin Reedy is principal with Our Politics. Pleasure to have you all here. We're taping this on the morning of the 13th. And I just want to get, you know, you guys are not international experts, but you're people and you're informed people. And I just want to get your take on what's been happening in Egypt and Libya. And now you're hearing Yemen this morning. Your thoughts on this, Dick?
Sounds like things are gearing up and getting a little tough over there. We'll have to wait and see what develops. It could be real scary for us, especially the condition of the whole world right now and the issues that we're facing anyway.
Well, it's been interesting, you know, because, you know, for so long, the pundits on a national level have been saying that the last thing America wants is another war in the Middle East with Iran, but yet we have destroyers moving over there with cruise missiles right now.
And I think it's important for us to show a position of power. I mean, as much as, first of all, we've lost lives over there. American lives have been lost first and foremost, and I think that that's critical that we don't lose sight of that, you know. And then, you know, secondly, of course, people, you know, you have certainly the right to express your thoughts, and then freedom of religion is part of what we're founded upon as a nation, but we're still America and we still have to protect American lives. And so I think it's important to show a position of power.
You know, it's been 11 years since 9/11. You know, we were getting to feel a sense of security, and then it appears that this has been a very organized thing, especially in Egypt and Libya. Mitt Romney came out and made some remarks fairly quickly. Some are being a little critical and saying you only have one president at a time when it comes to foreign affairs. How do you feel about that, Robin?
Well, I think during the competition for the White House, I mean, I think he has a right to be saying what he needs to say and have people understand how he feels and how he views it. I think that's part of the decision-making process. The other side is always going to say something like that because it's tough for them to work with those opinions out there, but we are America, and you're going to have opinions from everyone.
Do you think that Romney should have waited a little bit longer until he had all the facts right, maybe waited 24 hours and made a longer policy speech on this?
You know, he just made a couple of quick statements, and I think now he probably will wait just to see how it develops. And there's one other factor here that we've got, everybody's got to consider. That's because the president has cut back our military forces so much. Can we even respond and react to another military?
Where has the president cut back our forces? Nothing has happened yet.
His budgets have cut back the military tremendously.
Well, that's going into the future, but we were fighting two wars. We're not at a position now where if we're no longer fighting two wars, if the troops come home in 2014, that the military budget is one huge budget that we can look at and say maybe we need to reassess these dollars, even though these numbers are off the books to begin with.
Well, I've got to disagree with you totally there. With all the things that are going on in the world today, and with all the hot spots and all the different issues, plus we've got Israel we still need to look at too. They're going to need help somewhere in this because you've got the fanatics over there that are bound and determined Israel's going to get wiped out. And so we've got to be prepared for that too. And with all the cuts and the budgets that he has done, it's really affected morale in the military to start with. And then we'll see what comes down the pike. And that's 2014. We're 2012 now. We've got Afghanistan
well,
still going.
Well, you also have sequestration.
Look how much of that's guard.
Okay, but you also have sequestration, which if that goes through, then there will be automatic huge cuts to the military. So it's incumbent upon Congress to fix that.
But I would also say, you know, to back what he was saying about the money being cut, even in the health care bill, if you go to the end and they say it's cost neutral, they took money from Medicare, they took money from the military. How long ago was that? I mean, so there are effects on our military that the reductions are going to hurt.
But not right now. The thing that you have to recognize is the cuts are based upon the fact that we're going to be pulling troops out of areas as those areas get to be more settled. Therefore, the same kind of resources, we're spending more now in the military because we're into wars than we spent, say, 20 years ago when we weren't in. Of course, so then the money, you know, we increase the troops, increase the resources because that's what's necessary. Once that need is no longer there, then once that demand is no longer there, then the need is no longer there, and that's when you adjust. So we're talking now as though those things have already happened, and they happened, you know, 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago, and they're really happening in the future. So I don't think where we are right now is from a military standpoint, we're not dealing from a position of being weak. We're not dealing from a position of not being prepared.
But you're talking about money that we were borrowing.
Right.
To do it. So you're talking
exactly.
about loaning money. So you're saying that because we cut and we're not going to borrow as much, then we can borrow for something else. And I would argue that we should be living on what we have anyway. So
we're
playing with numbers here.
Those are two different issues.
First of all, what we're talking about is whether or not a military is prepared. That's what we're talking about, whether or not the military is prepared based upon the futuristic expectation that we're no longer fighting two wars, and so therefore the demand is not there, first and foremost. That's what we're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you, the military is as prepared as they can be with the money they get. But coming from a military family, being raised as a daughter of a tech sergeant, they don't get paid enough. They risk their lives mm-hmm. overseas. They've never
okay. It's a volunteer
money.
Army. Mm-hmm. It's a volunteer army, an all volunteer army. And you know, at this point in time, Congress wants to fund tens of billions of dollars more in armaments and weapons than the military wants. So I mean, I think that there are areas for us to perhaps not agree at this table, but to think about. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm Shelley Berkley, and I approve this message.
Now Dean Heller's attacking Shelley Berkley on Medicare? The AARP says what Shelley Berkley voted for. Crack down on Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse, and strengthen guaranteed benefits. It's Dean Heller who voted twice to end Medicare, increasing seniors' premiums by almost $6,400 and turning seniors' healthcare decisions over to private insurance companies. Dean Heller, he's never been for you.
The new AARP voter guide is out with facts you need on Medicare. Fact, Barack Obama will protect your guaranteed benefits and will not allow Medicare to become a voucher program. Fact, Mitt Romney would take away Medicare's guaranteed benefits and instead give future retirees premium support or vouchers. AARP opposes that plan, and nonpartisan analysts say it could raise seniors' costs up to $6,400 a year. Get the facts.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Extend it for one final week. Ashley Furniture Home Store is celebrating Labor Day with incredible savings of 5, 15, up to 20% off. Or take advantage of up to 5 years interest-free financing. Plus, save like never before on these doorbuster specials. Special purchase 5-piece dining room with 2 free armchairs, just $787. Or this comfortable sofa, only $325. Or get this reclining leather sofa, just $485. The final day. Save up to 20% off or get 5 years interest-free financing. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
It's his second denial. He's ready to give up.
I can't say I blame him.
Bureaucrats. They review these cases, push some paper around, deny, deny, deny.
We're going to take this case to a judge and get a real hearing.
Social Security Disability is counting on you giving up. At David Allen Associates, you don't pay a fee until you get approved. So we don't give up, ever. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries has its trade-in sale. It's more like a trade-up sale. Now you can trade in your old sofa or chair to save money on beautiful new Lazy Boy furniture. Your trade-in saves you 50 off our legendary recliners and chairs, or 100 on that perfect sofa, and 200 toward a family-friendly Lazy Boy sectional. There's even special financing. The cost of trading up just came down. The trade-in sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Among the guests coming up next week, State Senator Mike Schneider, Pat Mulroy, and the Southern Nevada Water Authority, and Jim Rogers. We'll all be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.